Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. Today on episode 405, I catch up with Bob Burdekin with New Wave Therapy, and our discussion is around the importance of a harmonious calendar of cleanses. There is a specific rhythm that these bodies love to get into, and a specific sequence that works best when trying to cleanse and nourish for optimum health. So, thank you so much for tuning in. Sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio.
So anyway, Dan, I understand that today we're going to talk about the calendar of cleanses and maybe even specifically about what people would start with this month, being July. Mm-hmm. It's the intestinal or colon cleanse. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, Bob, one of the things that you and I basically grew up with and have known forever is that cleansing and nourishing the body are the most important foundational basics that anybody can learn how to practice effectively and safely on a quarterly or even a monthly basis, which will help the body restore, rebuild, repair, and position them to have prevention in mind versus reaction to be becoming ill and toxic and run down. So this is by far one of the most important habits that we can encourage people and support right. them through and develop their education through and their habits that they can actually work on.
Right. And the way it's set up is every quarter you would do a colon cleanse, and in between you do various other types of cleanses for other types of other parts of the body.
That's correct.
And it seems to work so well as far as just keeping all the systems really operating correctly, keeping them clean.
Yep.
And just giving you a whole better outlook on life. Okay.
Yes. There is, we have proven this time and time again, hands down, male or female, 20s, 40s, 70s, 90s, whatever, when they practice these simple principles of cleansing and nourishing on a regular basis, that they maintain and optimize health performance and or correction of health concerns that they may have had for long-standing periods of time. And we're talking about things like maybe they're dealing with some allergy symptoms or maybe some cardiac symptoms, metabolic functions and the inability to lose weight and all these things that are symptoms, which you and I don't treat symptoms. We only go after what supports the body's ability to perform with the right resources on a regular basis. And when you don't have access to someone like you or me, what that person needs is the next best resource in place. And we even have a document for it. It's called the Calendar of Cleanses. Anybody can request this. We're coming up on, 2024 is right around the corner, it seems. The first half of this year just shot by. But each month is a recommendation of a specific 5 to maybe 7 day cleanse that's very safe, very effective, that people can do at home. And really, it's one of those, it's that house cleaning, right? It's what we do with our cars. It's what we do with our gutters. It's what we do with all the other things that we own. And our bodies need to be on a schedule, a rhythm, that when we go through these changes of seasons, then it's time to actually pay attention to specific systems in the body. And we have seen what seems to be miraculous is really just the body's being positioned to normalize its health and function.
Right. And this is nothing more than just regular planned maintenance like you would do on your car. Here we got to make sure our air conditioner works in the summertime. That's a regular maintenance thing out here, okay?
Right.
And all of that. And you guys winterize your cars.
Yes.
So it's nothing more than just planned maintenance, and it's to maximize your investment.
Yes.
On whatever you're working with. If you're working with your body, you want to maximize the benefit, and we have the solution.
Yes.
We don't look at the symptom, we look at the solution.
Yeah. We're focusing on what is the natural, historically proven, relevant support with the right blends and the right resources for the right amount of time. And nobody does this, Bob, including me. Nobody does it perfect, but it's being consistent, doing a consistent planned maintenance, calendar of maintenance is the key.
Right, right. So the products that you use, that we use for intestinal cleansing or a colon cleanse, your dad created these, and how'd that happen? How did he put those together?
Well, my father was very fortunate. I mean, he studied with the School of Natural Healing out of Springville, Utah. He studied with the with the late great John Christopher, his son David Christopher. It's the oldest herbology school in the country. And kindly enough, when you graduate from that school with a master herbalist degree, one of the things that you're presented as a gift is all of Dr. John's original recipes, okay? With the promise to your graduating class that you'll do what you can to enhance them, improve them, make them have a little more potency. As time goes on, these formulas have had to be, they've had to be refined and improved to meet the stresses of modern day living. And so the ICF-1 is based on an old recipe passed down from generations through herbology, which actually stimulates proper elimination and gets the peristaltic action, that muscle tone restoration, back into the gut. So you might be on that one for a week or two, maybe even a month or longer, to get that muscle tone really back in shape, and then factor in ICF-2 with ICF-1, doing both at the same time, which has really strong drawing agents. Apple pectin, pharmaceutical grade charcoal, bentonite, whole flax seeds, as a natural, very gentle but effective scrubbing effect on that 26 foot of piping throughout the GI tract to help loosen debris, loosen false encasements, even helps to support the body's natural ability to eliminate polyps and things like diverticuli and that nature, these buildups that happen in the GI tract. And the combination of the two is an amazing improvement. Everybody that does a bowel cleanse properly, and they may initially have to do two or three back to back to really detoxify, but hands down, nobody has come back with any type of negative feedback like, wow, I've really experienced something different. Like, I was having headaches and they seemed to miraculously go away. My skin was not in really good shape and it seemed to clear up in a matter of weeks. I've lost 7 pounds, right? All of these amazing, natural, purifying health benefits are a byproduct of detoxifying the system. And we certainly want to start with the bowel cleanse as our go-to first step in proper cleansing.
Right. And I've seen it even, I've got some people I'm already even in their teen years, because they've been on these GMOs, they've been on fast food, they've been on all of these foods they shouldn't be eating, and they're having trouble going to the bathroom.
Yep.
Even as a teenager.
Yep.
And I've got one gal she's on her second bowel cleanse already, and she's only like 16.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yep.
And her mother keeps coming to me and say, should we keep going? And I'm going, well, of course we got to keep going until we get the success that we're going to get.
So, yep. Yeah, we see kids with like the allergy issues, the chronic gut pain. They lose taste for food. They lose their appetite. Nothing tastes good to them. There's just a myriad of things. The list goes on and on and on and on about the challenges that young and old face when they have too much toxicity in that GI tract.
Okay, so do you want to kind of explain how the country doctor bowel cleanse or intestinal cleanse actually operates? How do they use the products?
Absolutely. ICF-1, it comes in a capsule form only. And here's where people, now this is a very effective cleanse, but it's unforgiving for some people. So you got to really pay attention and do exactly how I'm describing this. You take with the last meal of the day, you start with only one capsule, and about halfway through consuming that meal, you take a bite of the food, chew it up thoroughly, and just before you swallow that bite of food, You take one capsule, stick it in the mouth, and you swish it. Right? You swish it back. Don't chew it, because that's got African bird pepper in there, and you won't want that to break up in your mouth. You're going to know it, okay? So swish that around really good. Get it covered. Swallow the bite of food. Even for little ones, it goes right down. Or youngsters, I should say, you know, in the teens or, you know, early teens.
Right.
And then the next day, here's what we're observing, okay? We want to see the person have anywhere from 2 to maybe 3 bowel movements. Feels like really good, easy elimination, not struggling. Easy, loose elimination. Now, not water consistency, but oatmeal consistency is okay. Okay, if it does that, then stay at one capsule for 3 or 4 days and make sure that you're having 2 to 3 bowel movements every day, soft consistency, before you factor in ICF-2, which is a capsule or a powder, at a teaspoon volume per day. And the way I do it is I got a pint fruit jar with a screw-on lid, and I put half of that full of water, a teaspoon of the ICF-2, screw down the lid, shake it up really good, unscrew the lid really quick and slurp it down, fill it with water, shake it again, that washes the jug, okay? And when you drink that down, it keeps you hydrated. You want to be sure and stay hydrated as best as you possibly can. And you do that between 3 and 5 times per day, preferably away from food. So for example, first thing in the morning, half hour, hour before breakfast, mid-morning, hour before lunch, or maybe 2 hours after lunch, and then an hour before dinner or an hour after dinner. Minimum 3 times a day, preferably 5. Now I know that sounds kind of tedious for someone to blend into their lifestyle, and I understand that. So again, it's progress, not perfection. Do it consistently. Nobody does it perfectly, but do that with the ICF-2. Get through that whole bottle of ICF-2 in a matter of 10 to 14 days, and you've completed that bowel cleanse. When you're done, you may find that you may or may not need to stay on the ICF-1 a little bit longer to maintain those bowel movements. But if they start getting too loose, you know, like a runny consistency, then you want to make sure and kind of discontinue ICF-1. But that's the biggest challenge I find that most people have with ICF-1 and 2 is the bowel cleanse, is they'll start ICF-1, take it for a while, get the bowel movements up, then they quit it and start ICF-2. They don't maintain the two together consistently at the same time. And that's where people can run into trouble. Or they factor in ICF-2 too soon, like the day after they started ICF-1, they start the ICF-2 because they're excited and they want to see the results and how they're going to respond to it. But then that can constipate. That can really create some sluggishness. So play with it. Follow the instructions. We have written instructions on them. Certainly, you know, you and I are available to speak with people on a regular basis and kind of walk them through the proper use of that resource. But nothing that I have found in 20 plus years of clinical practice has done more to help people restore optimum function than making certain they're doing these bowel cleanses on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know my wife, you know, we're getting older and she maturing. Has trouble even in.
You're maturing.
Yes. But anyway, in between the quarterly cleanses, she still gets a little bound up, and she'll just take 1 or 2 of the ICF-1 and it just seems to loosen things up again. And then she gets more natural and waits till the next quarter again to really do a full cleanse. And she's found that to be very effective as well. So.
Yeah, the formula that we use is designed to improve peristaltic action, but is not something that the person should become long-term or life-dependent on, okay?
Right.
In other words, there are nutrients in there vital to the peristaltic action, the muscle structure in the small and large bowel, primarily the large bowel, but that it adds back the health of that muscle structure. So it actually feeds the muscle structure. So most people find that they don't have to stay with ICF-1 long periods of time, and they can, or over time, they can back off gently and still maintain good elimination bowel habits.
Yeah. I really don't know where we can, how can we expand upon this a little even bit more, that it's really going to give people a lot of information. I don't know. Maybe you've got some information I'm not aware of. Let's put it that way.
Well, I think when you talk about a calendar of cleanses, let's say that people don't have the benefit of ever meeting you and I, but they want to order, you know, they want to order the calendar of cleanses and kind of stick around with something of this nature, then always remember the sequence of putting the body in harmony starts with the bowel cleanse first. Then we move into liver, gallbladder, which is just a 5-day with the tinctures, or about an 8-day with the capsules. Okay, there's two different versions, but we definitely do liver second, kidneys third, the kidney, urinary tract, and bladder. Then we do lymphatic, and a minimum of twice a year, a person should do three other cleanses. The pancreas flush, because we live in a world right now, especially in America, type 2 diabetes is one of the biggest medical expenses and drains on our system in this country, to the tune of almost $1 trillion a year annually is dedicated to helping treat the type 2 diabetic conditions that we have in this country. And it is 100% diet habits that have caused it, and staying toxic and malnourished that it's kept it in the body for these people. It is 100% a correctable concern, but we have to do some things. So we do the pancreas flush a couple of times a year minimum, heavy metal detox, and finally maybe some parasitic cleanse if necessary. Like for people that live in rural communities, around a lot of livestock, people that have animals, pets. We all love our pets that live in our home, but they can prove to be very problematic in terms of sharing with us the barnyard critters, like parasite activities. So, and we're not immune to that kind of thing. And so a couple of times a year on those, but sequentially doing those things in order, right? In their order of importance. I mean, the most important thing that we can do in our cars is the oil, right? Well, the oil has what's been detoxifying the engine, the byproducts, the wear, tear, breakdown. There's your bowel and liver, okay? And the kidneys, wear and tear down, right? The tires, make sure the air pressure's up so that it performs smoothly. There's all kinds of things that we think of with our automobiles that we have to put a sequence together for our health. And if we'll look at it that way, we just maintain the best optimal results possible.
Right. You know, it's just people don't realize how much is actually retained by the body.
Yes.
And the body has no way of getting rid of it when you keep adding this stuff to it. You got to find a way that is natural and it helps the body at the same time.
Yes.
To eliminate these problems. And a lot of the people don't even let us know about them until they're already there.
Yeah.
And then it makes it three times as hard for us to move them into a much better situation than they're in at the present time.
Yeah. You know, most people, just this one thing is going to be super valuable. I know for the people watching on YouTube and listening on the Total Wellness Radio podcast, lymphatics. We have about 42 pints of lymphatic fluid in the human body. Deep diaphragmatic breathing, brisk walking where we pump our arms, or maybe the little rebounders, the mini trampolines that people used to have in their homes, are three very effective ways of moving that lymphatic. The problem is that most people have a sedentary lifestyle. They might be drinking good volumes of fluid to try and stay hydrated, but the lymphatic system is one of the most important keys to our immune system that we have. And the only thing that moves lymphatic versus like cardiovascular, the blood flow, has a heart to pump it. Lymphatic has to have deep diaphragmatic breathing, brisk movement, that type of thing. When we detoxify that lymph with the lymph detox, I have seen some of the most amazing things happen with people's health who maybe have been dealing with long-term chronic immune challenges that just won't resolve. They get lumps in the breast tissue. They get lymphatic nodes, the lymph nodes that swell up behind the legs, right? Through the breast tissue and through the armpits. These are things, these are indicators that we have a faulty lymphatic system, and the lymph is supposed to be like water in consistency. And then when it starts to get a little congested, it moves more towards the consistency of milk, okay? Not quite as runny. Mm-hmm. But then it'll go into a thing called yogurt consistency, and then it turns into cottage cheese. We've seen that. The unsightly cellulite, right, that people can have. Men and women can have this buildup. And that is a byproduct, and a contributing factor to that is the lymph system. That one thing alone should be cleansed a minimum of twice a year, twice a year, preferably like the bowel, about once a quarter is ideal. And these are just ideal scenarios. Now, we don't live in an ideal world. I get it. But for those of you watching and listening, contact us and get some type of plan in place, like Bob always talks about, so that you can embrace a situation that starts to restore, rebuild, and repair. And there's no better place to start than by purifying the body.
Very true. Very true. People don't realize that the lymphatic system is the best way to classify it. It's your trash collector. And it gets rid of all the trash. It runs right alongside of your blood system. It pulls all the trash out of the veins of the blood.
Yep.
And its job is to take that away.
Yep.
And if you're not really having the lymphatic system work properly, you're not letting it do its job.
That's correct.
You're kind of hampering your own health.
Yeah.
That's so true. Yeah.
So there's simple procedures, simple protocols, easy resources, very affordable, clinically proven, no side effects, right? I mean, there's with modern disease management being in the condition it is these days, and how challenging it seems to get quality care by people that really do care, now more than ever, it makes sense to really be aware of these other resources that you can blend in with your normal routine. And it might take a year or two. So what? So be it. As long as you're moving in the right direction, you're going to get results.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to my old profession of horseshoeing, okay? 20 years ago, I told people they didn't need any supplements. They didn't need any additives to the horse's feed. I also talked to them about foot problems. And I would find a foot problem and I'd say, well, it takes a year for the hoof to grow back decently. It would do that. But nowadays, because of the quality of the food for animals, even the lack of nutrients and everything that they should have is not there anymore. That same situation is taking me sometimes 2 and 3 years.
Yep.
To get back to a normal situation. So it's not just us. We've screwed up all of the foodstuffs for everything.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's tragic. I mean, we've got kids now showing signs of illness, which used to be labeled as an elderly person's disease. I've got a young man that just came in today who's 11 years old, who's already showing signs of cognitive decline at 11 because of his sedentary lifestyle, doing nothing but looking at video screens, right, all day long, and not getting out and being active, or swimming in chlorinated pools where he gets, you know, chemical exposure that way, eating foods that are processed with fillers and chemical dyes, colors, and flavor enhancers. Mm-hmm. And it's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's just the times we live in, just like you said, the food quality, right, the denatured foods, the low nutrient value foods are affecting our kids. Our kids are paying a dear price for this.
They are. They definitely are. And that's where we have to be so aware of all of the different type of protocols that we can blend together.
Yes.
To really help people, like that young man. It's going to take more than just one protocol to really help him get back to a normal stage.
Yes.
For his age.
Yeah. He's going to have to develop dietary and lifestyle habits over time that he can carry into being a young adult, going through, you know, adolescence, going into becoming a young man and developing on into maturity. Or there's going to be evidence of a stunted development because of some of the things that he's already facing at 11 years of age.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I see it everywhere.
Yep. So.
And you'd be surprised when I do the 2 days of farmers markets that the people I talk to, it blows my mind. All age groups.
You know, there's a guy that came up in conversation today, and it's worth mentioning on this because it is another resource. And I know how strongly you and I feel about our listeners and viewers getting additional value. But there's a guy by the name of Paul Zane Pilzer who wrote a book called The Wellness Revolution. Now, Paul Zane Pilzer is not a medical doctor, a scientist, or a nutritional therapist. He's an economist. But he predicted, having worked for 3 different presidential administrations, he predicted the success of the internet, the success of certain industries. And one of the things he writes about in The Wellness Revolution is the industry that you and I are so fortunate to represent and be an active part of with people as being one of the next $1 trillion, not billion with a B, trillion with a TR, okay? $1 trillion industry that we're in. And I'm not saying that's why we do this. I'm just saying that people who are getting involved and exposed to a better quality of holistic care now are going to reap the benefits because of their early awareness of what's truly available to them in the realm of whole food, dietary habits, and herbal remedies, like what Country Doctor Herbals provides. They're going to be head and shoulders above and beyond people in their same age group as they mature out of their 30s, 40s, and 50s on into their 70s, 80s, and 90s. So that age group is where we really want to focus and be aware of that they're waking up, but there's so much data out there. How do we sift through it and what's real? And I can only tell you that if you're going to use a protocol, I would encourage you to consider a criteria of, number one, the efficacy and the credibility based on longevity and use, and it's being used in a clinical setting over an extended period of time. These are the protocols that are worth knowing and having for you and your family's health.
Right. And you know, there's one farmer's market we go to is actually in a retirement community. And you'd be surprised how many people about 50 years old, 55 years old that have retired early, they're saying, well, we're finally getting to an age where we realize we got to start taking care of ourselves.
Oh,
you know, and you look at them a minute, you think, why now?
Yeah.
Why didn't you do this earlier?
So, yeah. I mean, that's like closing the barn door 30 years after the horse ran away.
Exactly. You know. Well, you step up, you do the best you can for them, and hopefully what you do is you get them on a path where they take their children who are in their 30s and 40s and saying, this is what we're doing now. You should look into this. And in essence, bringing the younger generations along with those. And that's how we're looking at that.
Yeah.
So we're trying to build that kind of chain of generations to bring it in and really realize what they need to do.
Yeah. And I know you guys are doing a really great job of it, and you got great momentum out there, and I'm very pleased at the people you're helping and the referrals, the follow-ups, the people that are coming back to you, bringing more people. It's just, that's just, you know, you and I both know, take good care of people and get them what they want, and yours is going to be guaranteed in the future. As far as your clients will take great care of you as long as we take great care of them first.
Yeah, give them what they need, or what they say they need.
Yeah.
But really give them what they honestly need.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, okay. I think we've pretty well covered everything.
Yes, thank you.
For next week.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Yeah. Any ideas for next week?
Not at this time. We'll come up with something. We'll be a surprise program.
All right. So until next week, and you can turn in to Dan and Bob, and we'll discuss the best kept secrets in supplements. So until next time, stay healthy and stay safe. Thanks again for watching.
Thank you again for tuning in to another episode of Total Wellness Radio. We appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to tune in to all of our interviews and the life-changing natural approaches you can take with your health. For those of you who haven't had a chance yet, please do subscribe. And when you get a chance, also leave a review on this podcast or other episodes that you've enjoyed from Total Wellness Radio.